learned on the way. What the thing had discussed at length, the property of Salat, what is the nature and what is the property of Namaz. Every ibadat has got a certain theme. So what's the theme of Namaz? So some of them said, the theme of Namaz is to show the greatness, the majesty, magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala. From the beginning to the end, it's about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Start off with Allah Akbar. Then you're standing with utmost respect, not talking anything, not moving or eating, not looking around, focused on one spot. And this carries on throughout the namaz. Then you're starting with Alhamd, again the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And you're ending with At-Tahiyyat, again the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So they say it's a manifestation of the greatness, the glory, and the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. This is more than Hanafi said. So that's why they say that the hands should be folded below the navel. That's an additional reason to show respect. So he stands before someone's feet, then he stands with his hands folded, expressing greatness. And others say that it's a manifestation of love. So throughout the namaz there's some aspect of love. Talk of Rahman, Rahim, and we talk about Subhanallah, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. And the Subhana is showing, like I explained in the morning as well, that the glory of Allah Ta'ala is beyond human perception. Greatness, the purity, the greatest beyond. So this is now a manifestation, expression of love. One group is saying it's the expression of greatness, and the other group is saying that it's an expression of love, muhabbat. And that's why they say that the hands will be folded here, not below, because this is love. Symbol of love is heart. You see, the sketching a symbol of love, the type of sketch they give, heart. Right? So therefore you place your hands on your chest. And you would have noticed a lot of people in a meeting, and there's meet you like this, nothing happens. Meet like this, so the hands go to the heart. Hands, don't worry, they love you. Nothing about sunnah, and nothing about mustahab. It's just about how they feel. So, this Jamaat says that it's an expression of love. This Jamaat says it's an expression of greatness. Shawal Yula Sadr Ahmita says that by and large, is an expression of the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, a flavor of love. Some of the ulama recite a poetry of the Nabi to show this. حاولنا تفديتي وخفنا المراقبة حاولنا تفديتي وخفنا المراقبة ووضعنا أيديهن فوق ترائبي. So it goes like this. حاولنا تفديتي وخفنا المراقبة. So traveling through the desert, you come to an oasis. The whole caravan will jump off to drink, freshen up, like how you have your ultra shell, right? Like you go to refuel, you also go to refreshing. Refuel and refresh. So there they should have this oasis traveling and going to refuel your bodies and refreshing themselves. So now, these people that are there, so Mutanabbi is talking about it. Mutanabbi is not a dini person, for a while, jungly army, right? So you hear all jungly talks. You won't talk something that's cultured or dini. You'll be talking wild. So you have to say this because you mustn't emulate him, don't follow him. He says, whilst we're there now, who's saying, Sarabi, there's a group of young girls there, right? So they took a liking for me. That's what happens to most youth. The girl, she just coughed accidentally. Yeah, she's making some indication. She made some isharas. Whereas she was cleaning her throat, nothing to do with you. Now you're so infatuated that you want her to initiate something. And she just coughed, so you initiate. You're coughing, can I give you a toilet paper or something? Or lozenges just to clear throat. So you stop the thing off with that. So, you said, Mother Nabi is that. They got nothing about him, but he is so in a different world now. Though they took a liking for him. Now, وَخِفْنَا الْمُرَاقِبَ, they're also worried about the guard. You know, and then there's a group of girls, then they need someone to police them, right? They won't be traveling all alone. That's why the Shafi'iyya say that the women are aminat. Aminat means they seem to be like a safe and a secure. Then they don't really require a male to be escorting them. Similar statement made by Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh. One amina is enough, and the other seems to be a group of aminat. So that's Imam Shafi and Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh. We say no, you must have the Zul Rahim, Mahrim, Mahram, as the hadith says, right? No matter how many aminat you got, that you need a male. And it's so clear, what Abu Hanifa says is so clear. You'll notice, if women are going, there's one man that's escorting them, right? Then any stranger will be distracted. He won't take a chance. Is he going alone? They take a chance. Why take a chance? But if they're going all in a group, or going alone, then someone will take a chance. And this has become a fitna, this day. Allah Akbar kare. the misuse of the phone, and how well people do it. So you want to communicate with a girl, and sometimes it's a password, the wife doesn't know the password, so she blocked off. And if she's sharing the password, then you say, she was wanting to know something about Deen, you know. So I was teaching her. And sometimes you say, it's a fatwa, I can't show you this to you. It's a personal thing. So in different ways, you cover yourself. And understand, you cover yourself with stupidity, Allah knows what's your intention, what's the motivation, you're motivating something. What's the motivation? No. You're bluffing yourself. Don't be stupid all your life. Come up clear, clean sheet, and ask Allah to ask mouth. But now like you got khabisun, you got khabisat. Al khabisat al khabisin, al khabisun al khabisat. So, evil men for evil women, and evil women for evil men. And both are in abundance now, evil men and evil women. So if a man is evil, then you get evil woman attracted to him. And if a woman is evil, then you get evil men attracted. So these are all the street litter. So don't reduce yourself to the level of the litter. You're posting something in the phone, women are responding. So you want that, right? Posting something, and you want them to respond. And then you start off a conversation. One youngster, a little bit of a mischievous character, so he bought one cake. Some nice cake he bought. And nowadays it's a style that you take a photo of it and you send it by to your friend. Mistakenly, it went to one girl. Looked very, very pleasant, it went. So she commented, I would have liked to have a piece of that. Or, it was like an opportune time to start off, See, I say, evil men for evil women. And evil woman for evil men. So when you're talking like this, love of knows what's going on. And you're acting very childish and very, very naive. You think, it's just clean, not clean, right? Dirt. And if you want your money to evaporate and your respect to be destroyed, then don't go with it. Your family life is gone, your respect is gone, and in time your money also goes with this mischief. Somehow linked up. I explained this to the youngster. There was about 37 years ago. One youngster came, and he was messing around. He married, one two children messing around somewhere else. At that time, he was so wealthy, 37 years ago, money was still tight. So he used to be importing containers and distributing, big distributors used to be. So I said, "Bhai, with all your wealth, your popularity, I'm telling you, you stop this thing here, otherwise it will evaporate. It will be nowhere." The time was very, very wealthy. So, carry on this mischievous indecency, and it will evaporate, it will finish up. He didn't take it serious. Now he's battling for a job, 3,000 rand, 2,000 rand a month. From what he was, this is it. See, Allah knows. And a Muslim is not supposed to be doing anything that will push him into any type of suspicion. You're looking at something your son is watching. Son got suspicion against you. You say, it's haram to have suspicion. But you're behaving suspiciously. What about that? Is it right for you to behave in a suspicious manner? Like it is wrong for him to have suspicions against you, it is also equally wrong for you to behave in a suspicious manner. How must you behave in it? The way he was, about he just dropped. Two things in the way. You want to be wealthy and right. You know, you look after two, three things. Teach your namaz right. Whatever experiment in immorality, and be honest and straight. You see, you just escalate all the time. No matter where you are, you'll be just escalating all the time. But in any of these three, if you're going to be playing around, that streak will come. And when you least expect it will come. The namaz is not right. There's running through the motions. Indecent behavior or dishonesty. And that thing will come. And at least, when you least expect it come, just drop you. So Allah Ta'ala say, please, don't get into this. Don't behave in a suspicious manner. So, we're talking about mutalabbi and we're into this muraqibat. So now, those that say that it's an expression of love, they're using this poetry, حَوَلْنَا تَبْدِيَةِ وَخِفْنَا الْمُرَاقِبَ. So these girls, they have a liking for me. Who say? Mudanabi. Mudanabi is a jungle man, right? Coming for the Holland or Basutu land. One of these lands, this kind of Zulu land, Basutu land, Holland, New Zealand. All the jungles come from there, right? So from the jungles is coming. So he's talking like a jungle. He says, حَوَلْنَا تَفْدِيَةِ وَخِفْنَا الْمُرَاقِبَ. They're offering themselves first. حَوَلْنَا تَفْدِيَةِ. They're offering themselves. But they also worried about the police. Police, you know, it wasn't thought of doing anything. But really, the man, they want to see. It's all his dream now. So, you know, in WhatsApp, you want to receive, hey, he's mad after me, yeah? He's not mad after you. He'll make a fool of you. He'll make a monkey of you. You're going to see how you're going to dance. Well, just make a monkey out of you. A trick. I'll show you that. Prophet posted that cake, you know. So, our girl saw that. So I said, I'd like to have peace on that. So he gave a good answer. The first time I saw someone give a decent answer. See how this cake is available in that shop there. All the bhabba does, khalas, destroyed. Good answer, isn't it? We'll go buy it. So sometimes they're experimenting you. They don't have any liking for you. Just checking out. This is how old they want, they're offering themselves. But they're also afraid about the God. So now how to reconcile now? One side you like the man, and one side afraid about the police are. So they say this in between now they did. Ba'ama wa da'ana aydiyahunna fawqa tara'idi. They place the hands, yes. Can you now? What can you now? Think of muhabbat. So those that say that namaz is a manifestation of love, they use the force of mutanabbi to prove that. So the counter is this, that we're using mutanabbi's force to prove a sunnah. He's a jungle man, this man. You're taking his word to prove a sunnah. How can you have it? And he will be showing that namaz, according to us, is the manifestation of the glory and majesty of Allah Ta'ala, flavored with love. So Shah will give us such words. Namaz today, I thought of one Labak's puzzle, a strange idea came in. But because it's flavored with love, so you keep repeating that in your mind. And you get the concentration improved. So in namaz, you may get a lot of distracting thoughts. Distracting thoughts, sometimes someone is got a cough, or is not behaving right in namaz, scratching around, fidgeting around. Right. So, if you learn one line, that line will improve your concentration. So, although you plead to Allah Ta'ala, let all this misbehavior and this stray thoughts not become an obstruction to your love. Doesn't be a barrier for it. All this tamasha will happen, your thoughts will come, someone is misbehaving, whatever. But it mustn't become a barrier to your love. So, as though this must be the theme of your namaz, not only your namaz, but throughout your life. This is going to happen now, but all these things mustn't be a barrier. Our love is too precious. So protect that love, grant me that love, and let all this not be a barrier to the road of your love, to the road to your love. So if you repeat this thought here, then all the other things will just fall off. Because it's a relationship of love. It's a relationship of love. And what do you want? In love, what do you want? You want the thing just to escalate all the time. It's a real love. But it doesn't stop at any point. You want an escalation all the time. So at this level, you will escalate. At that level, you will go up again. At that level, that is when it's love of Allah Ta'ala. Because it's got no end. Every other love has got some point, saturation, ultimate. It's the end, right? But then the love of Allah Ta'ala is too high. The higher you go, the higher you want to aspire. You're going, and you still want to aspire. You're not stopping at any point. That's the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that's why, in the namaz, you see, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala, you brought us to one level of love, like please, a higher level. Keep us on, and to a higher level. So we, as though we are spinning with love, right? And it must just carry on. It mustn't come that we reached a point and we stopped there. You know, just hold us by the hand and just usher us into the love. Sometimes a thing happens. That thought was coming, you know, just to improve relationship, improve the love of Allah Ta'ala. In Western weddings and all that, you walk the bride on the aisle. I don't know what happens, how it happens, you hear the story. They walk the bride in the aisle for a picture. So the man will hold his girlfriend, whatever, or the wife, and then go on the aisle. And then there'll be some music and all that, whatever, from tamasha. How it happens, Allah knows. I don't need to know it also. Now you can use the same thing for the love of Allah. Right? Think to yourself now, that وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَصْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ قُلْنَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. So, those hearts that are clean, تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ, hearts that are good. So they are not mixed up with all wrong love, wrong inclinations, wrong tendencies. Tendencies are wrong, inclinations are wrong, that mind is corrupt, so the hearts are not corrupt, clean, pure. So the malaika, when they're taking away their souls, they say, Salam Babu, Salam. So now, think like this. It's a whole entourage of love, right? And the people of love are moving. They're all here. And you're seeing them. And they're all complimenting you. Come, come by. Come, come. How do you feel? All in the love party here. In the party of love, right? In the union of love. And in the union of love, I say, come a long way. You have to join us. How do you feel? People that are deeply in love, love, love. And they're greeting you, they're complimenting you, they're inviting you. How do you feel? الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الطَّيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Come, come, come. Think like this. And you see that when he saw that making dua today, the world will become jandar. So jandar banane ka tariqa hai. See? But we are ready to instill life, isn't it? So this is one way to activate it. Think about Jannah, no? Activate. Think about Jannah. Think about the Malaika, all in love. They're going to a love party, right? And in the love party, calling you, complimenting you, come, come. How do you feel? It's all about love and muhabbat, pure. So when you sing Subhanak, so you sing it, brother, for your pure love, what? You see? For your purest love. There's a not a normal translation. It's an Ashikana translation, what? It's an Ashikana translation. For your purest love, Subhanak. Your purest love. Lovers also don't they say this? Say the same words, maybe words are a little bit different, but they say the same thing. And that love they say is pure, it's not pure. What they say in the song, for your pure love and all that, if there's an accident, and the person's face is disfigured, and he's disabled, what happens to the pure love? What do you mean? He's handicapped, or he can't walk, his head is shaking, like that. One eye is busted. So, will the love remain pure again? It's not pure love. This is just love for the looks. Right? It's not pure love, it's love for the looks. Sometimes love for looks, sometimes love for wealth. Because wealthy, so they began to love him, right? There was one man there. He's now at 55. But right until 55, he still looks handsome. Very handsome, nice belt, all that. So he's doing a good business in a white area. So now suddenly some young white girls, one or two girls, began to take a lap for him, talking to him, chatting, you know, all this. I say, nowadays, this phones, etc. It's shaitan's view. This? Shaitan's view. Although, you may say there's something good that comes in, but ismuhuma akbaru min lakarina. For most, 99% of the people, the harms are greater. It's a spew of shaitan. So, there was a white girl now, blue eyes, hair, good hair. She's taking a laugh for you. Now this man came to the masjid. He said, I don't know what to do, man. They're sending messages, coming to the shop, bringing a rose, this, that, and all. I don't know what to do, because I'm getting affected. The man is telling me. Now how to come out of it? But people think white is bright. So that's how they think. White is bright. White is right. That's how they think. So I think, so what you do? You see this murky what? A class and all that. So just park in your garage. From tomorrow, I'm going to shop. I'm going to look at a broken down Corolla. The router is not right, one light is not right, dent on one side. Just go with that. And if she comes, it's easy. The whole business has gone down then. I'm liquidated by the buying me out. I have to just stand here. Why? Just to show the new owner how this business runs. It's a liquidated, finished now. I need some money, you know. In the same week, the love poem is about it, in his class. Okay, just do one style, and you can do it. But the Bhagavad Gita just same time finished. See, true, this is love. It's just matlabi love. It's not true love. But the purest love is the love of Allah Ta'ala. That love doesn't fade. If Allah Ta'ala really loves you, then that thing doesn't fade. It doesn't weaken. That thing just carries on. And that's not left to your looks, not restricted to your color, not restricted to your origin, to your culture. No. Anybody, he must be right at heart. Color is different, the language is different, nationality is different, but the spot on is the cleanliness, what? Purity. You want the ultimate pure, so you must be pure also. You want the one that is the ultimate in purity, right? His purity is ultimate. Can't find anything more pure. So then you must be pure to be eligible for the pure. You're filthier and you want to be eligible for the pure. How can that ever happen? Isn't that gross disregard? So you want the love of the ultimate pure. So please, at the minimum you can start off with. And how easy it is, Allah didn't base it to your nationality, your language, you know. Some of the brothers, he's coming from a non-Muslim background. If you look at his origin, but then he became the Sheikh of Mullah Rum Rahmatullah Alayh. Such a great person. Eh? The whole world reads his book. Non-Muslim reads his books. But who's the inspiration? Some of the brothers. And his origin is non-Muslim, comes from non-Muslim parents. How Allah will bless him. So anybody Allah will choose, but get that heart right. Get it right. You are eligible for the ultimate pure. And if the heart is not right, then with all your fair skin, your money, nationality, language, nothing is working. Your clothing, your car, nothing is absolutely, all is a write-off, it's crap. And you want that. Everything is scrapped. Everything is scrapped. It's like in a pound, you know, you scrap the whole thing. And you want some value, you just get that right. Allah has taufeeq and
hidayah. Well, Irfan is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, ilayka turja'u al-amru kulluhu. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عظيم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أعلم يا الله سبحانه وتعالى forgive us يا الله forgive our sins forgive our faults forgive our mistakes يا الله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are weak, ya Allah. We are full of mistakes, ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not even know how to ask you, ya Allah. Ya Allah ta'ala, we come zor bandi, ya Allah. Ya Allah ta'ala, we sorry. Sorry, gunahu kum afama, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the day, ya Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the whole night, ya Allah, begging for you, ya Allah. So that this Islam could spread to all over the world, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot even spend few minutes, ya Allah, asking you and begging, ya Allah. And sacrificing for your deen, ya Allah, for this deen to spread all over, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah ta'ala, every amal we do, ya Allah, is full of mistakes and faults. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lift your love for us, ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our faults, ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us, ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us, ya Allah, for the effort of deen. For the effort of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept our small efforts which we do, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take care of our parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take care of our asatiza, ya Allah. Allah reward him, ya Allah, for all the khidmat which they did for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person who is involved in any khidmat of Deen, Ya Allah, accept him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us yaqeen kamil, Ya Allah, in the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the reality of this kalima in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in everything we do, Ya Allah. Everything we see, Ya Allah, recognize only Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the true itibai sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us, Ya Allah, the reality of the salah in our lives, Ya Allah. That we make our salah perfect, Ya Allah. Make our salah jandar, Ya Allah. That we bring life in our salah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us practice our salah with jamaat. To fulfill all the faraiz, Ya Allah, in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us ilm, that ilm which is nafi'i, Ya Allah. That ilm which will take us to you, Ya Allah. And protect us from that ilm which can bring takabbur in our hearts, Ya Allah. And that ilm which can take us away from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us tawfiq of making zikr, of taking your name, Ya Allah. All the time, and grant us istihzar of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our hearts, Ya Allah, 24/7. Especially in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawfiq us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of making karam of every single person, Ya Allah. Of every single Muslim. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us to the khidmat, Ya Allah, of the Muslim, Ya Allah, in whichever aspect it is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us ikhlas in every amal we do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of going out in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spreading your deen, Ya Allah, to every corner of the world. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us, Ya Allah, accept us in this special night, Ya Allah, and special month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of making amal in every targheeb which Hazrat is giving us, Ya Allah, which our elders are giving us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us, Ya Allah, value it, Ya Allah, and bring it into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us zakirin and shakirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us, Ya Allah, for every fault we commit, Ya Allah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahli. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.